This commentary is brought to you by Butte Citizens for Preservation and Revitalization. Butte CPR is dedicated to the preservation of historic architectural resources in Butte. These views do not necessarily represent those of this radio station. Today's broadcast will be the start of a series in which I hope to interview people around Butte about their experiences restoring historic buildings. Since I happen to be restoring a historic building, I thought I would start with my own story. I grew up in Butte in a grand old Victorian on Caledonia Street, but left when I graduated from Butte High School, living in Oregon, then Vietnam before returning to the West Coast to California, then back to Oregon. I got my PhD in political science and became a professor in Portland, Oregon, but decided the academic life wasn't for me. So I became, of all things, a real estate agent, which I found out I really liked. During my years away, I would return to Butte 2 to 3 times a year to visit family and friends. And I always felt a strong pull on my heart every time I had to leave. I love Butte's history, its people, and its resilience in the face of hardship. And I love its old buildings. I reached that point in my life where it became apparent to me that one has to make a choice about living a life that has meaning. So I sold my house in Portland, which gave me some money to buy a property in Butte. I decided, if I was going to invest in some place, there is no place I would feel better about investing in than my hometown. I wanted an income property, so I started looking at duplexes and fourplexes. And then the property that would be mine came along. It was larger scale than I originally intended. Located at 101 to 105 East Broadway, it is a two-story brick structure right across the street from the Finland Hotel. It has 5 apartments in the upstairs and 2 commercial spaces with Broadway storefronts downstairs. I love the arched brickwork that frames the large front windows of the apartments and the high ceilings. It was built in the 1890s and remodeled sometime in the 50s, and I love the mix of turn-of-the-century architecture with some mid-century touches throughout it. My building predates the Finland Hotel and the Thornton Building, and it sits on one of the last, if not the last, uptown corners in Butte in which all 4 corner buildings are original historic buildings. I believe it was originally 2 buildings in the 1890s, but was fused into 1 building by creating a hallway connecting the upstairs apartments, maybe in the 1920s. It's hard to say. 105 East Broadway first shows up in the Butte City Directory in 1895 as what I think was a boarding house owned by a woman. Later, in the 1950s, it would become Arthur Murray Dance Studio. Over the years, 101 East Broadway had the offices for the electric company, with an assayer's office upstairs. At other times, it held a bicycle shop, a machine shop, a toy store, a bus station, and later, Computerland in the 80s, Spaghettini's Italian Restaurant, and most recently, Four Seeds, a nonprofit that helps children. When I bought the building, it was in pretty good shape for an old building in Butte. However, it still needed work, as all historic buildings do. The foundation on the southwest corner of the building was slowly sagging, and the wooden beams supporting the structure were rotting. And it needs a new roof. Last winter, I had the foundation repaired. The crew poured a new concrete wall in the basement and filled in the old vaulted sidewalks, which had already been filled in previously with sand. Next week, I will put a new roof on the building. The costs for my repairs are being partially reimbursed by the Urban Revitalization Agency, who also helped me with part of my loan to buy the building. And I received support from the Butte Local Development Corporation and Headwaters in finding a new commercial tenant for my commercial spaces. He is working in there now to build it out, and will be opening a concept gym in there soon. I'm also fortunate to receive some support from Butte CPR to restore the historic neon lighting under my awning, which I hope to complete by the fall. When I began this process, I don't think I thought through that I would be becoming a landlord. I have learned a lot in the process. I live in one of the apartments in my building, and I love how cosmopolitan it feels to live right in Uptown Butte. I also love that I can walk straight up the hill into pure solitude in a matter of minutes. To me, investing in restoring a historic building in Butte is the most tangible way I can make a difference in my community and personally feel like I'm doing something I believe in. Butte offers so many great resources to help people restore old buildings, from URA funds to the CPR HIP grants and more. I am grateful for my community. I have never felt so connected to Butte, and I am so glad I moved back. This is Carrie Coe for Butte CPR, reminding you that Butte's historic architecture is its future, not just its past. For more information about Butte Citizens for Preservation and Revitalization, go to our website, buttecpr.org.